Okay. Good morning, everybody. I had a word with Phyllida, so we will not be treading on each other's toes. And in fact, she's going to talk mostly about her work in secondary school. So I have experience of all levels, but I'm going to talk mostly about teaching Key Stage 2, a little bit of Key Stage 1, so that's your primary education. And what I want to communicate as a Buddhist is that faith is fun, and that's all. So I could more or less pack up after that. We, as Buddhists particularly, emphasize that Buddhism is about making yourself and other people happy. So if the children after the half hour or the hour session come away not feeling happier than when they started, then we're not doing a good job. So how do we do this? I'm not too interested in Buddhism. It's a way I follow, and it makes me happy. And that is the most important thing about it. But what children, Key Stage 2 and Key Stage 1, want from a lesson is what it feels like. They're pumped full of facts all day, and I'm full of admiration for the resilience of children of that age who are constantly having this flow of information until it's pouring out of their ears. So instead, what I do is I try to include them in what's being done as much as possible. At that particular stage, whether I'm taking an assembly, whether I'm taking a lesson, I take in a small portable shrine and set it up. So I've got I've got two Buddhas. One's a Thai one, and one's from Nepal. I've got an incense holder, and I can't even remember where I bought that. I've got candles. I get one of the children to offer incense. Normally, most of my teaching takes place in one or other of the viharas that I teach in. And of course, we've got our shrine there, and it's much bigger than I could put into a shoebox. But I get them to offer incense there. And I get them to bow, the children that offer the incense anyway, except you'll usually find that everybody else joins in. Now, if I'm going into a Catholic school, normally they tell me, don't do any of your nasty heathen practices here. So I say, yeah, knowing very well what the children will do. So I offer the incense. And then I say, and normally we bow, and this is how we bow. And I don't even look round, because I know the rest of them are going to be following suit. Now, I do the three-pointed bow that we do in Theravada, but I do show them the triple prostration that you do in Tibetan practice. I'll show them the that kind of thing. But there's different ways that you can do it in Zen, different ways that you do it in Chinese circles. Very, very complicated, the Chinese circles. I'm still working on that one. So right at the beginning, they're taking part. I get them to chant as well. If it's in the shrine room, then I'll usually get them to do a Pali chant, Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhasa. You do that very fast and then you say, you think you could do that? No! Yes, you can. And I take them through it slowly. I let them know what every word is. And they're surprised. And they enjoy it. I'll also get them sometimes to use Om Mani Padme Hum, which is certainly a mantra that I use. I've got the advantage that although I practice as a Theravadin now, I've also had training in Zen and in Karmakarju Tibetan Buddhism. So I'm not all the time going to be talking just from one point of view, as though Buddhists were not different. You have to be very open. The people come from all different countries, all different cultures, and that you're going to get your culture manifested in your faith. And that's another thing that it is important to get over, not just that faith is fun, that people do things in different ways. That there is a cultural component as well. Now that's good, especially in a city like Birmingham, where we've got so many faiths. We've got 10 faiths, not the normal 9, 10 faiths in our council of faiths, of which we have the chair sitting on the floor just at the back there. So we've got diversity, we've got diversity of practice, and you need, for the sake of the children that are there, who are of faith, to give them some insight into the relativity of what they're doing as well. That there are more ways of doing what they do, even in their own faith. So that's something else that I want to convey, because I'm a Buddhist. Now, other things that I do, I usually ask the school, what do you want me to do? Even if it's an assembly, because if some of the schools, they have a theme of the month or a theme of the week, and you will direct your assembly around how they normally do their assemblies. One time I was invited in, and I was told, well, we're coming up to Vesak, the Buddha Day, and will you do a Buddha Day in our school? This was a Punjabi school, so you had predominantly Sikh and Muslim. But our ceremonies are rather boring, aren't they? So I wanted something colourful. And I thought, we'll do a Buddha washing ceremony. I'm fortunate in my centre, the one I work in that we cater for Chinese and Vietnamese as well. So we've got the complete Buddha washing outfit there. So I picked this up. I got the school to buy the flowers to present to the Buddha. I came in with the water bowl and the dipper, and we had quite a lot. We couldn't have all of the children there. There were 140. But we had representatives from all the classes that were there to come and pour the water over the top. And I also told them a bit about the life of the Buddha. Now, the interesting thing that came out of that was the children were really worried about the Buddha living on one grain of rice a day. I had so many questions about this couldn't really happen and so on and so forth. And that brings up another thing. You might be teaching, but you're there to learn from the children too. And if that was their main interest, then that's something to make you a more efficient teacher. So the whole time, it's a two-way process. You might be there because you've got the knowledge, But they're the people that have to learn. They're the people whom you have come to serve. So you learn what they want, what their needs are, and cater to that. Okay? Thank you very much indeed.